So I am not supposed to have an orgasm today as per the requests of my boyfriend. So I figured I could do this questionnaire that I found. It was just 25 naughty, sexy questions. Like, you don't have to do them while you're masturbating or anything. So I figured it would be nice to do. I can't link the original script in, like my post. I try to like do the share thing to copy the link, and it just, there's no copy link button. It's just like cross posts on Reddit, Android Beam, Facebook, Gmail, Wi-Fi Direct. Like, it just gives me apps. It doesn't give me an option to copy the link and paste it. So I'm going to read the questions to you, and I will tag the person who posted the questionnaire so you can find it for yourself, or you can just write the questions down as I read them. So the first question is, would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or someone with a clean shaven pubic area? I would rather, if the choice is full bush and clean shaven, I would rather clean shaven. I personally guess, I would prefer clean shaven, I would prefer like a clean shaven ball sack in case, like I have to, you know, I'm gonna do anything there. But like the top area, I would prefer that to be trimmed, because when it's shaved, it like hurts my upper lip when I'm getting face fucked. Oh my God. It's so weird just telling random people on the internet this. But yeah, if I had to choose between a full bush or a clean shaven, I would definitely pick clean shaven. Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text message to your boss or your partner's mom? Definitely my partner's mom. It would be hella awkward and uncomfortable, but it would be funny. She would just laugh. Like, it wouldn't be a big thing. Whereas, like, I could, depending on my boss, that could go, that could, like, end in me being fired or, like, other unwanted things happening. So I'm just going to pass on that one. Would you rather be a virgin until you are 40 years old or never be able to have sex after 40? This question had me very stumped because it's so mean. Because as women age, our libido increases. As men age, their libido decreases. So that's why a lot of people tend to have marital problems later on in their marriage. At least like sexual marital problems. So it's hard to say, because I know that once I'm after 40, I'm probably going to be like even more horny than I am now. But also, like, I might not even live till 40. Like, I could die tomorrow. So I'm probably going to have to say never be able to have sex after 40, even though I'd probably hate myself for picking that. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed during sex? I would definitely rather be handcuffed. I find being physically restrained, it's a big turn on. And being blindfolded is too, but I wear glasses and I take them off during sex. So like, I'm basically blind all the time anyways. So the blindfold isn't really going to do much. Would you rather be terrible at kissing or giving blowjobs? Well, in my current situation, I would rather be terrible at kissing, because my boyfriend doesn't really like making out anyways, so that wouldn't, we don't do it too much. It wouldn't really be an issue for us. If I was single, I don't know if I'd want to be terrible at kissing, because then I might not make it to the next couple stages, because I feel like a lot of guys especially equate a girl's kissing skills to her head skills. So yeah, that for right now, my answer would be terrible at kissing. Would you rather be with someone who loves rough sex or someone who loves kinky sex? Oh, rough sex. I misread this question the first time that I read it. I thought that it would I rather be someone who loves rough sex or someone who loves kinky sex, but it's with someone. So yeah, I would definitely prefer someone who loves rough sex, which is basically the situation that I'm in now. Even though I would count rough sex as kinky sex. It's a form of kink, especially depending on the level that you take it. But yeah, I won't go too TMI on that answer, just in case my boyfriend listens to this and he's like, why'd you tell all these people all these... Oh, God. Would you rather be with a partner who can't... I'm sorry. Would you rather be with a partner you can't please sexually or a partner who can't please you sexually? Oh. Both of those options kind of suck. I mean, I'm going to sound like... I'm going to be honest. I'm going to sound really selfish, but I would probably be with a partner I can't please sexually, because I feel like men are usually easier to please sexually in bed than women. So even if I'm not necessarily good at, like, riding him or sucking his dick or something, like, he's still going to enjoy just having sex with me. Whereas I've had enough shitty sex. I don't want any more shitty sex. Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who is terrible at oral sex? God, these are really not nice. I mean, current situation, the bad kisser, because we don't kiss that much. We don't make out that much anyways. But if I was single, probably someone who is terrible at oral sex, because kissing is, I don't know. Kissing is my thing. I don't know. That one's hard. Would you rather date a guy who comes in 10 seconds or a guy who takes at least 4 hours to come? Oh my God, 10 seconds. That's I would break. I'd be in so much pain. That wouldn't even be enjoyable anymore. Yeah, I would definitely take the 10 seconds, because in my experience, men who come quick can also recover quickly. So that might not be that big of a deal. And you know, you have fingers and mouths and toys and other ways that we could accomplish that. Whereas 4 hours, that would just be a challenge, and I'm lazy and I would get discouraged, and that wouldn't be fun. Would you rather date a porn star or be a porn star? Oh my God, I'd rather be a porn star. I don't want to date a porn star. I would be way too jealous. It's different when you're the person. Like, it's different if I get jealous over something. Like, I have to be eaten away by that jealousy, but it's, like, different, you know, if I'm jealous over something with my boyfriend. He knows it's nothing. He knows he is secure in the relationship, whereas, like, if I was the porn star, I would be secure in the fact that this isn't affecting my relationship and it's not causing problems. But if I was dating a porn star, I would never, like, if my boyfriend was a porn star, I would be eaten away by crippling anxiety and jealousy 24/7. So, yeah, I would definitely rather be a porn star. Although I don't think I would do very well. Would you rather date a sex addict or a virgin? Oh my God, a sex addict. That sounds so bad, but like I've been with more virgins than I would. I definitely would like to give some of them back. Not have been with them. And I, as I get older, like I said, women, their libidos increases, and I feel like mine is just getting more and more and more and more. And yeah, definitely a sex addict, because like they have sex so much. I'm sure they come up with like fun and kinky things to do too. Like, I would love for my boyfriend just to like come up with something totally spontaneous and creative that I didn't have to like hint at or show him. You know what I mean? I know communication is key and I have no problem doing that, but it would just be really fun and exciting just to come home one day and like have them do something completely unexpected and like, you know, that I didn't really think of myself. Would you rather eat your partner's ass or have your ass eaten by your partner? Oh my God. I'd rather have my ass eaten, because I don't think I could eat somebody else's ass. I'm sorry. That's so gross. Would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm or cry inconsolably? I mean, I definitely would rather cry. Farting would just be so embarrassing. I mean, crying, like, you know, that could just be because the orgasm is so intense you cried. Like, that could be explainable. Would you rather fuck your high school crush or your celebrity crush? Oh my God, my celebrity crush. My celebrity crush
for a guy is Chris Hemsworth, and for a female is Deborah Ann Woll. And either one of those would do. They would do very nicely, and I would gladly die as soon as it was done, and I could die happy, and I would be completely and totally Gucci. I'd be fine.
Would you rather give a striptease or a lap dance?
Oh my god, neither? That would be so awkward. Oh my god. But if I had, probably a lap dance. Because I feel like you could just, like, grind on his dick. Like, whereas a striptease, it's like I gotta essentially move while I take off my clothes. I don't know. Maybe the striptease, actually, because I could just, I don't know. That one's really hard. Lap dance. Locking it in.
Would you rather give up masturbating for a whole year or sex for 2 months?
I couldn't not masturbate for a whole year. I couldn't. I literally couldn't do that. Yeah, I would fail. I couldn't do that. So I guess sex for 2 months, because I could, like, I don't know, I could distract myself and, like, you know, masturbating in front of my boyfriend doesn't count as sex. So fingering doesn't count as sex. Fingering doesn't have sex in the name. So there are definitely cheats around the no sex for 2 months. And then, you know, when you finally got to have sex after 2 months, it would probably be pretty amazing. So would you rather have a leaked video of you masturbating or one where you're having sex? Oh, one where I'm having sex. I feel like that'd be less awkward and, like, you know, you'd see less of me because there's a person on top of me. So yeah, definitely while I'm having sex. Would you rather have sex with a priest or a monk? A monk, because I feel like most priests are pedophiles and creeps. And yeah, I feel like a monk, and he's, you know, they might be silent, but, you know, we'll deal. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all? Bad sex. Bad sex can be improved. It can be worked on. It can be overcome. No sex? No, thank you. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? I have, from what I have been told, I have a nice butt. I've never been told that I don't have nice boobs, but I feel like for my body, I don't like my boobs. I really don't like them at all. But I feel like most, I mean, maybe it's just because I definitely have a big butt. I don't know if it would be a nice butt, but it's definitely big. And I don't know if it's just because I have a nice butt that I attract ass men, but most of the people that I've talked to prefer a nice ass anyways. And, like, I don't like my boobs, so, like, I got them pierced. And, like, there's things that you can do for your tits. Like, you could get a boob job. Like, you can get them pierced. You can get a tattoo. Like, there's lots of things you can do to improve on your boobs. And, like, the only thing you can really do to improve on your ass is do butt exercises. And, like, those might not even really do anything. So I would rather have a tight slash nice ass. Would you rather have drunken sex with your female best friend or your roommate? Well, I don't have a best friend and I don't have a roommate. But if I had to pick, I would probably, when I did have a best friend, I would probably pick her over, like, a roommate, because my roommate, I have to live with them. It could be awkward, whereas, like, me and my friend aren't friends anymore and life goes on. So that could see, like, I feel like it would be less awkward. Like, and also, like, if we're best friends, I don't think it would be that weird anyways. Would you rather have foreplay and no sex, or sex without foreplay? Sex without foreplay. That's actually one of my boyfriend's favorite ways to have sex with me, is just to kind of, like, you know, just, oh god, I can't say it because it sounds so fucked up. One of his favorite ways to have sex with me is just, you know, yeah, okay, that's not part of the question, so I don't have to answer it. yeah, I'd rather have sex with no foreplay. Would you rather have office sex or kitchen sex? Both of them sound horrible, but probably office sex, because
it would kind of turn me on that it was in a more public setting, to be honest. Kitchen sex would just be like, am I going to knock over my blender? Would you rather have one sexual partner or many sexual partners? I prefer having one sexual partner at a time just because it lessens my chance of STDs. That's the biggest, that's really the only reason. Obviously, if I'm in a monogamous committed relationship like I am now, there's other reasons. But like if I was single and it was just going to be like a fuck buddy or friends with benefits, I would rather have one just because it, like I said, it makes me feel less nervous about STDs, even though I am safe and I use condoms and everything. It would, yeah, it would just make me feel better. And in case this community hasn't noticed yet, I'm a little bit awkward when it comes to sex. Talking and stuff is fine, but like talking, like even talking about sex is fine, but like while I'm masturbating, things are more awkward. The act of sex is awkward. Like the expectations are awkward. So having to have like that first time with someone, with multiple people, that would just be so cringeworthy for me, and I wouldn't want to do it. Like I'd rather just have one partner, get comfortable with them, and not have to be awkward, because I know I've discovered, especially as of late, that like the shyness and the awkwardness can be a big, not even that it can be, it is a really big turn on for a lot of for a lot of guys. So I know from the guy's point of view, they don't necessarily mind it. I've never really had issues in that department. I mean, maybe someone thinks I'm laughing at them because I'm being mean, when in actuality, I'm just laughing at them because I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at me because I'm nervous. I hate feeling awkward. I hate it. I hate when I could feel my face getting red and I could feel myself fidgeting and I can't look at them and my heart's beating. I hate it. I hate it. I don't want to feel like that. I just want to get past that and not have to deal with it. So yes, I would definitely rather have one. Would you rather have sex in a missionary or doggy style position? I honestly don't mind either, but my favorite position is on my back with my legs pushed towards my head. So probably missionary, because I don't know, missionary sounds boring, but missionary has a lot of options that you could do. Like my boyfriend will push my legs down. Sometimes he'll cross my legs and leave them like that, or like cross my legs and then push them and like bend me, and he'll hold my legs together, he'll put them up, he'll like, there's so many things you could do with missionary. You can, and also another big perk to missionary is you can be choked. Whereas the perk with doggy style is, you know, you can get your hair pulled, but I definitely prefer choking over getting my hair pulled. missionary. So yes, that is the answers to my questionnaires. I'm probably not going to listen to this audio because I really hate the sound of my own voice. And whenever I listen to myself while I talk, it's incredibly awkward. So again, if there's like weird parts that need to be edited out or changed, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it. I really don't listen to like any of my audios except if I know, like one time my Instant Pot went off in the middle of an audio where I knew I had to go in and edit that out. Or like the ones of, you know, me going down on my boyfriend, I listen to those. Those aren't a big deal, but I'm definitely not going to listen to this because it'll wind up getting deleted. So I'm sorry if it was too long or rambly, but you guys seem to like when I talk. So yeah, I figured I would do this. I definitely feel more comfortable talking. I like reading the questions too, because it helps me read. I have like two ideas for audios that I'm going to try next. So hopefully it gets me more comfortable. As you can tell, I'm not very good at reading aloud. I tend to stumble and fuck up my words a lot. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have any ideas or requests or anything for like future audios, please tell me. Any comments, feedback, anything, negative, positive. I mean, don't be rude, but you can give me, you know, negative and positive comments. You can give me ideas for audios. You can ask me requests. You can just talk to me. Anything. It's all fine. So yeah, if you bared with me till the end, you're a trooper. Thank you very much. And I will, you know, talk to you guys in my next recording.